Last time on We Heart Superman.
I don't like black people.
Right now we have a Lex News exclusive.
I just pooped myself.
What?
Don't rip off Harry Potter anymore, huh? We're already in enough trouble as it is.
And now, the thrilling conclusion. We join our heroes as the first rays of dawn alight on Gotham Harbor.
Yeah, how do you like those cement shoes, Lenny? That's what you get if you don't pay up, see? Now you get to sleep with the fishes. Yeah.
Johnny, I have your $20. I just left it in my wallet in the car. It'll take a little 5 minutes for me to get it.
Yeah, see? No one messes with me and lives to tell the tale, see? Yeah, push him in, boys. What's that?
There's some kid running towards us dressed like an elf.
There's a what?
This stinks. Nothing left in the street but small potatoes.
Luther has got the whole rogues gallery working for him at Lex News now.
I can't stand it. Oh, except for the Riddler's fun fact of the day. Those are kind of interesting. Hey, why aren't you in costume again?
Because Superman has been exiled to space. Lex News is a human problem and needs to be dealt with by human means. If I go in there as Superman, Luther will say it confirms everything he's accused me of. Nothing will change. Only as Clark Kent do I have a chance of exposing him for the criminal he is.
If he's attacking us for being superheroes, we should fight him as superheroes. I'm really tired of this playing nice bull. He insults us every turn, and we get nervous we might hurt his feelings. Let me just go in there and give him the old oogity-boogity.
Hey, you're not above criticism. You lurk in the shadows with your ward dressed in bright primary colors. His costume is more flamboyant than Elton John's. It's insane. I never even thought of it myself. And Lex News is having a field day with it.
Do you have any idea how many parents or guardians wish they could teach their kids to take down three grown men at once? You sound like one of them.
You know, you can... Man, I can't give any criticism without feeling like I'm helping Luther out. How can we be honest amongst ourselves if we're afraid that the other side will use this discussion against us? Yeah. You know, if you can help me out, I'd appreciate it. But it has to be done as a civilian.
Okay, I'm finished. Hello?
I'll see what I can do. Meanwhile, never underestimate the element of surprise when a 13-year-old in an elf costume runs up and starts kicking your ass. Good job, Robin.
Can we go to Baskin Robbins now?
Only if you finish your homework.
Oh, farcical.
Hey, kids! It's We Heart Superman. This week's episode, He Reports, He Decides, Part 2. Written and directed by Troy Minkowski. Produced by Matt Rasmussen.
Good afternoon, I'm Blanca Slate, and this is Lex News. Today, Lex News contributor Reverend Good was arrested for indecent exposure on a playground. But no one cares about that. Let's look
Crap, cut to commercial. Toyman, look, she's got sparks coming out of her neck. Toyman, can you get in here? Go to News Desk 5.
Yeah, boss.
Another one of those ghoul robot puppet thingies crapped out on us. Can you tweak it?
Sure thing, boss.
And get it to stop doing that thing where it's hair poofs out like a monitor lizard. Hate that.
You wanted the coy self-poofing?
Mexicans should stay in Mexico. That's why they're called Mexicans.
Just a little bit more, just a little more.
I don't know why women would even want to vote. We should just let the men take care of it.
How about a tad more?
Hitler had the right idea. He was just an underachiever.
Okay, too much. Now we're into weird Ann Coulter territory. What? Commercial time is over in 5. Oh, okay. All right, we'll just go with it. Places, everyone.
Daddy, I hate feminists, union workers, and Muslims, too. Please love me, Daddy.
At Lex News headquarters, Clark Kent starts his day.
Good morning. I don't suppose I could trouble you to fetch me a cup of coffee, could I, miss?
I promised myself I'd punch you if you ever asked me to fetch you coffee, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
What?
Clark, it's me.
You are... Wow! Lois, I totally did not recognize you with those glasses.
It's not a very good disguise, but for some reason it seems to be working.
So how's this admin thing going?
Fine. I'm getting a bit sick of the work atmosphere, but every secretary who quits gets me one step closer to Luther's private office.
I'm learning what I can. My job right now is to destroy evidence that Lex News has ever lied, rewrite the archives so that Lex News has always been right, and push the 1984 theme by playing Lionel Richie and Culture Club over the loudspeaker.
Can we meet up at Harry's at 5:45 to go over our notes?
Yeah, I can do that.
Plan then?
Plan.
Right on.
Sexual harass this! You're fired!
One step closer. Okay, game face.
Hey, I need a new secretary from the pool. You! You're hot. You look kind of Asian. In that you have black hair. And I'm drunk.
Louisa Lynn, administrative assistant. Nice to meet you, Mr. Light. Hey, hands off. I've got a three-hole punch.
Ooh, feisty. I like this one, Kent.
Sure, I'd tap that if I could, if you know what I mean.
Arthur, Mr. Luther wants you on set, too.
But I'm in the middle of a major booty call. We'll continue this later, sweet cheeks, huh?
Sure thing, Mr. Light.
Lois, I sympathize you with what you're having to go through, but you can't go stapling people's ties to their pants.
No one's noticed yet.
I better get to work. Could you actually fetch that coffee for me? With milk, but no sugar. I mean, while you're in. I mean, it's your job, but I'll just fetch it myself.
Welcome to Cross Powers. I'm your host, Arthur Light. Tonight our panel is the overlord of the planet Apocalypse, Darkseid.
Pleasure to be here, Arthur.
Destroyer of universes, the Anti-Monitor.
Just because your time is limited in this puny reality doesn't mean your taxes should go up.
And representing the quote-unquote heroes is Fluffy Bunny Captain Carrots.
I'm just happy to be here, Mr. Light.
And special guest, the Prince of Atlantis, Aquaman. Excuses, just like a superhero.
You know, Arthur, a good friend of mine, Mike Savage, once said liberalism is a form of mental retardation. I think the same can be said for being a superhero.
You guys are funny. I'm a superhero and all, but you guys are okay in my book. We should be friends.
My brother, the Ocean Master, this is his doing. He's hated me ever since I referred to him as the Ocean Masturbator.
Later in the office of Lex Luthor.
Hello, Mr. Luthor.
Hello. I totally blanked on your name.
Clark Kent.
Okay, Clark, what can I do for you?
Just something I noticed, boss. On last night's news, we criticized Superman for being too black. He attended the BET Awards. He's thrown Nelson Mandela a birthday party. Shaquille O'Neal and Soulja Boy seem to love him. Hey, have you ever noticed that Shaq and Steel have never been seen in the same place at the same time?
What's your point, Mark?
Well, it's just you previously reported that he didn't like black people, remember? Pick them off and all that?
We did what now?
It's a story that launched your network.
Oh, you're right. Better delete that pick-off one from the website.
But people are going to remember it.
That was like 5 weeks ago. Who cares? The reason why they call it news is because it's new. So go out there and do something new.
But don't you think you're underestimating the intelligence of the American people?
Oh, I like you, Kent. I think I'll kill you last.
What?
What? Will you excuse me, Mr. Bent? That's my 3 o'clock.
Mr. Wayne.
Mark Bent, how are you?
Fine.
As I've been telling you, Mr. Wayne, Lex News viewership continues to climb. In fact, we project that in 15 years we will be in every household in the civilized world.
I see. Of course, Wayne Enterprises is always looking to sponsor the cutting edge of entertainment, and all the internal documents you've given me have been helpful. Now, on the matter of a primetime packaging guarantee...
Just a moment. Who is it?
Oh, hello, Lex Luthor. Hello, Mr. Wayne.
Joker.
Hey, Bruce, pull my finger.
Be careful. He emits deadly gases.
Literally or figuratively?
You know, you better just leave it alone altogether.
14 is a bit low for our quarterly exposures, but...
Come on, Bruce. With this station comes total immunity from any shaky ethical decisions you make. You can invade a small country, and we'll praise you for your humanitarian efforts.
I might be convinced, but on 3 conditions.
Go ahead.
Number 1, I get to look in on Lex News anytime I want. No invitation, no handlers, no hooey.
What could possibly be wrong with that? Sure thing.
Number 2, 18% quarterly. No strings attached.
All yours.
And number 3, I get to kick the clown in the balls.
Huh?
All right.
Oh, wait, hold on.
And...
Oh, God! My balls!
Pleasure doing business with you.
Oh, you have no idea. The pleasure is all mine. Have a great day, Lex.
I'm sorry, Joker. Did you want something?
And that's how you do it to it.
Did I just hear a clown whimpering? That wasn't very heroic.
Oh, you're such a bleeding heart, Bent. Never know a good opportunity when you see one.
On the tarmac of Metropolis Private Airport.
Right, your hotel and limos are all confirmed, Mr. Luther. Your tailor will be waiting at the airport. And your plain-spoken American dialect coach will meet you at the Algae Spa.
Thank you, Secretary. You know, I'm quite looking forward to this Heartland tour. A chance for me to get in touch with the common folk, grow my own yogurt, or whatever the hell it is they do.
Well, make sure to wear gloves. There's no telling what the impoverished could be carrying.
Say, that's a notion. I could get myself a litter and have them carry me around the Tennessee State Fairgrounds, like their true Raja. Just like when we went to Mozambique.
Luther, darling, you know I love it when you're drunk with power. But you must be careful about what you say about certain things.
Nonsense. A 4-hour flight on a private jet? Who's gonna hear?
Welcome, Mr. Luther. I'm Lucy, your stewardess.
Except for Lucy. And who's Lucy gonna tell?
Call me at the office if anything goes awry, Mr. Luther.
Yeah, if you spy any trouble.
Stop it.
Mr. Luther, madam, you may begin boarding. Nice glasses, sis. You going in now?
See what you can sniff out, Brett.
Sure thing. Oh, you know how for doing this you offered to pay off all my old parking tickets? Well, I got another one this morning.
Lucy, I swear, you have to be more careful. How the hell did you illegally park your car on the third floor of a college dorm?
Thanks for flying the friendly skies. Bye-bye.
Later, in the bedroom of Army Intelligence Officer Steve Trevor, a modestly romantic evening is taking place.
Hey, babe, don't take too long in there. You know how tied up I can get. No, seriously, I think my arm is starting to fall asleep. And this Speedo is cleaving something radical. Hey, Diana, you didn't tie me to the bed with your lasso of truth, did you? Damn it.
Hi, Steve. I'm Lois Lane, and this is Clark Kent. We're reporters for the Daily Planet.
Honey, when I said I was open to trying new things, this isn't entirely what I had in mind.
Wonder Woman agreed to give us a few minutes alone with you. I'm going to ignore how massively uncomfortable this is for both of us.
I expect there's some information you'd like from me. I know some things. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know as many in bed as I'd like. Most of my insecurities stem from my first wife. Damn this lasso!
Actually, we've learned some things we'd like to let you know.
Listen to this.
Yeah, I shot JFK. I built a time machine and shot him in the head. I don't want to get into the details of chaos theory, but because I did so, I ended up saving money on my own car insurance. So I told Mitt, look, if the people in Massachusetts want everyone to have health care, then penalize the people who can't afford it, forcing them to give 1/4 of their weekly paycheck. I was half joking when I said it, but whatever. Okay, I did cause Hurricane Katrina, but it was a total accident. I mean, it's a weather controller, not rocket science. At least I thought it would give W a platform to act all presidential, but instead it was all like, hey, where did the president go? Whoa, was that embarrassing.
He goes on like this for hours.
But that's not really the crux of the matter. The money in these reports I've pieced together, and these from a confidential business source, it doesn't come from the advertising revenue as tracked here in these reports. But this document Lois uncovered in Luther's desk lists the exact same amounts and tells where it's from.
Have you heard of Project Danger Diabolic?
Negative. Is there a draft in here?
Think. It can be one of three things, and the only one with a decent margin is weapons. Lex is selling arms.
No kidding. We're his best customer.
Lex is selling arms to everyone.
Everyone in what conflict?
Everyone.
Everyone?
Every country in the world. The Vatican. Everyone.
Not Tuvalu.
Yes, Tuvalu too.
Tuvalu has the gun. Let us just pray they never obtain a bullet.
That would put him in the violation of
dozens of arms control treaties. It's treason.
Good work, scouts. I mean that. I'd like to go over there right now with a squad of troops, but you have to understand, the man is untouchable. Uncle Sam can do a lot of things, but taking down the host of the highest-rated TV show in America is revolt-level stuff. Lex is riding too high. Unless he does something incredibly stupid, like torpedo himself in front of the American public on live TV, we can't touch him.
I'd give that even odds. Thank you for your time, Lieutenant.
I stepped in something. It's a gel. Ugh. Let's go. Goodbye, Mr. Trevor.
Babe, bring me my cell phone. And could you untie me? I need to make some calls. Then we need to have another talk about personal boundaries.
Give me the keys. I'm driving.
Here you go, Lois.
Clark, good going.
Thank you, Lois. You know, coming from you, that means a lot to me. It makes the most uncomfortable experience of my life almost worthwhile.
Thanks for talking Wonder Woman into helping us out. I think she has a thing for you. You two would make a cute couple.
That's never even crossed my mind. Ever.
I can almost kind of, in the right light...
What?
See what she means. Did the door handle just pop off in your hand?
Cheap rental cars.
The very next day, on a ranch in Tennessee...
We'll stick a boot in your ass, it's the American way. But if you get a boot in your ass, it means you're gay. To not be gay, just do what we say. God bless Dale Earnhardt. And I better not catch any dudes checking out my butt while I'm walking off the stage. Here.
Lovely. That was my personal country and western singer, Darius Cole, with his new hit, The Science of Sticking a Boot in One's Ass. Welcome, everyone, and a big Lex News welcome to the millions of viewers at home. You know, my buddy Darius took me to the NASCAR races this morning, and I must say it was the best time of my life. Watching cars go in a circle for 2 hours, over and over again. Incredible. Now, I thought I'd kick back and lift some brush into a pile for eventual incineration, as I'm told you common people do, here on my brand new ranch. Reconnect with the people who made Lex News such a big hit, rural America. The undereducated, xenophobic, mean-spirited, and gun-crazy salt of the earth. You truly are the best bottom 20% any country can hope for.
Lex? Darling?
Hush, Priscilla. I'm connecting with my people.
And you truly are my people, in the sense that I refer to my luggage, or my arms sales to foreign insurgents fighting our troops. Speaking of which, let's give a hand for our troops, shall we? That wasn't quite the level of response I was hoping for, but then I've probably exceeded your tiny attention span. People often ask me, Lex, what's the secret to your success? And if I'm in a non-violent mood or on my painkillers, I tell them, lie, kill, and screw your way to the top. Then turn around and pretend you represent the best interests of those you've stepped on to get there. Don't I look killer in this custom-made tailored flannel shirt and Andrea Duar working gloves? My goodness, I'm picking up a tiny stick. We've got you all believing that this country is divided into conservatives and liberals, when the true divide is between those in control and those who are not in control. You're the ones not in control, by the way. Ah, good. Your dull-grew mind still lumber to engage. We've been quietly chipping away at your living standards for decades now, and you still haven't figured it out. We sold everything in your country that wasn't nailed down, and then and still, you applauded us. Reagan was a good start, but Reagan was a pussy.
Cut his microphone.
I mean, I remember back in the...
Everyone, calm down. This is all somehow the fault of the liberal media.
And that was a good time.
The peasants are revolting.
I'm just so stupid.
Release the cheetahs.
And you're going to be sick.
Arthur Light here with breaking news. The military is raiding Lex News headquarters, intent on arresting everyone, including Arthur Light. Light, what are you doing? Get out of there, Light. Damn it, Light. They're breaking into my teleprompter control booth, you stupid sack of... Wait a minute.
You will never take Dr. Light alive. Come, foolish mortals. Come face the awesome power of light.
Careful, man. He's got a flashlight.
This is live, isn't it? Oh, crud on a stick.
Lex Luthor, you're under arrest for crimes against humanity. We're taking you in.
Hey, who are you?
Press. We're Press. Daily Planet.
Lois, Clark, get in here.
Louise?
Not without these glasses.
Oh, Titty, you're Lois Lane. I've been working here, too. Mark Bent, you betrayed me, too?
You thought you were invulnerable, and you took it too far. You're going away for a long time, Lex.
I don't think so.
This is my doomsday machine. Everyone, lower their arms or I'll blow up America.
Drop them, boys. Luther has the upper hand.
First of all, there is no way I'm shutting off my machine without making you realize that I'm walking away from this scot-free. Being dead and being poor are the same things to me.
Excuse me, gotta go.
Clark, you coward! Superman!
Aha! Now we're back in familiar territory. Welcome back, Superman. What's your plan?
Nothing.
Okay, Superman has no plan. Looks like he really does hate America. Sorry to bother you, Lex.
I don't hate America. I love America. America's the place that gave us rock and roll and comic books. I love its ideals, and I'm willing to stand and fight for them. And the thing is, that in a perverse way, Lex loves America too. The power and corruption, the materialism, the wealth, the dark side in all of us. Lex loves America too much to destroy it. And at least in jail, life goes on. And the game is still in play.
Congratulations. You win, Superman. This is actually just a complicated Italian espresso machine. I love the little foam.
We did it! We stopped him! He's actually going to be put away for good!
And now, I can return to a world without the influence of Lex Luthor. Thank you, everyone. Oh, and, Clark Kent says he quits.
Who the hell is Clark Kent?
Page one is mine. So long, boys, and great job.
Come on, Luthor. You're going away for a long time.
You know, for immunity and $1 billion, I'll invent a bomb that will make everyone in a 10-mile radius vote Republican.
We'll talk.
God bless America.
God bless America, our home sweet home.
You have been listening to We Heart Superman, featuring Mike Devine as Superman, Jor-El and Lex Luthor, Lindsay LeClaire as Lois Lane and the Gangster, Christian Sterling as Arthur Light, Gorilla Grodd and Aquaman, Dan Miller as Batman, Perry White and Darius Kong, Gina Robbins as Priscilla Rich and Lucy Lane, Melissa McHugh as Dr. Mars and Blanka Slate, Debbie Chang as Eve Eden, Troy Mikowski as Robin and the Joker, Matt Rasmussen as Steve Trevor Noam Chomsky, and Arturo Meneses as the narrator, with ensemble voices by the cast. Sound mix and editing by James Ford. Studio sound by Adam Strugach. Original music by Subpar co-star and Matt Cohn. Superman is created by Jerry Siegel and Joel Shuster and is a property of DC Comics. Thank you for listening.
Dear God, I figured it out. All these years, his secret identity has eluded me. It all makes sense now. Mark Bent is Superman! Rally the villains! Oh, wait. They're all in jail. And I got immunity. Hopefully that won't bite me in the ass. But at least I have you, robotic newscaster lady.
We should kill everyone who's not like us. That's what Jesus would have wanted.
Right. Okay, I think I'm going to go ahead and turn you off now.